A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Then the disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one patches an old cloak with a piece of unshrunken cloth, for it pulls away from the cloak, and the tear gets worse. People do not put new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the skins burst, the wine spills out, and the skins are ruined. Rather, they pour new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved." The Gospel of the Lord. Wedding customs differ from country to country. In the United States, the bride's family pays for the wedding. As a young teenager in Mexico, my mother, who had five girls and one boy, often rejoiced that in that country, the groom's parents were responsible for the wedding feast. In the Holy Land at the time of Jesus, a wedding feast would last at least a week, and it was a time of great rejoicing with special clothes and plenty of good food and drink. Jesus is implying that he is the bridegroom. And if Jesus is the divine bridegroom, then each of us, man or woman, are spiritually his bride. While the bridegroom has come and is with us in many ways sacramentally, we still await his definitive coming when we shall see him face to face. In this short gospel passage, Jesus tells us how to prepare for this great and joyful coming. He discusses the parables or stories of the cloth and the wine, which have actually opposite effects. The unshrunken cloth shrinks and the wine expands as they reach their final purpose. And so Jesus gives us these parables explaining how the bride is to prepare herself for the bridegroom. At the time of Jesus, fasting was a sign of mourning and sorrow. But we now live in the in-between times of his comings. We will have times of fasting. But there's a new key for Christian fasting. It is not predominantly one of mourning, but of joy. We know and have seen the bridegroom. Thus, our self-denial is rooted in joy. Not a frivolous or superficial giddiness, but a deep and penetrating joy that has some possession of the beloved already and joyfully sacrifices self for a greater awareness of the presence of Christ. Everyone prepares special clothes for the wedding feast. And the unshrunken patch that Jesus mentions represents our outward life, which must be wrung out and worn down in order to blend comfortably with God's kingdom. Clothes normally do shrink as they are used. They shrink a bit. And so, to get this patch to fit on the garment, we must crush it, wad it up, wet it, and dry it, and not only once, but several times, to get it to the experience of living Here at the monastery, whenever we make new habits, they are washed and dried and ironed several times before putting in the final hems at the bottom and of the sleeves, because the entire garment will change its size from the sewing machine to actually being worn. It is still the custom in many Middle Eastern countries to make their bottles of goat skins. If these happen to be old and new wine were put into it, the violence of the fermentation would necessarily burst them, and therefore the newly made bottles were employed for the purpose of putting the new wine in it, which had not yet gone through its state of fermentation. At a wedding feast, wine and refreshments express the joy of the occasion. And so we have to become new skins so that the interior, hidden fermentation of the grapes can take place. The Holy Spirit works within our hearts and minds to purify and cleanse them of the sediment and bad habits of a lifetime, until the Father can come and see a reflection of His Son in our souls. Let us support one another as we all prepare for the coming of the Bridegroom. Let us pray more intensely during this year of faith that more and more people will join us in this momentous preparation for the divine bridegroom's coming.